Riders Radio Theater is on the air.
Radio, it's the Riders on the radio. Come on, partners, saddle up and go. Get ready for the cowboy show. We've been working since the break of day. We've been doing it the cowboy way. Now it's time to play. We're gonna ride and hook and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoop and holler and howl at the moon.
Yes, partners, it's time to saddle up and ride the airwaves once again with America's favorite cowboys, riders in the sky. Too Slim, the man of many hats, Woody Paul, the king of the cowboy fiddlers, and Ranger Doug, the idol of American youth. This is Texas Big Spender inviting you to settle back and join Riders in the Sky for a thrilling program.
We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoop and holler and howl at the moon. Yodel-ay-you, every but the red and buckaroo. There's a place around the fire for you with Riders in the Sky. So come on and let's ride.
All right. And now for the 1,911th performance of their career, here are Riders in the Sky.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, buckaroos and buckarettes, and thank you, Texas Bix Bender, the voice that sold a million baby chicks over Border Radio. Before we bust another bronc, let me take just a moment to introduce Riders in the Sky to you. To my left, that's your right, as you fine-tune your Crosley external music on, is the young man who plays the string bass in our trio, hailed in a recent People magazine as Fred. He's Too Slim.
Thank you. That's me. Thank you. Better Fred than dead, eh, Ranger Doug?
Right, and to my right, that's your left, His Royal Majesty, the King of the Cowboy Fiddlers, Woody Paul!
Woody, 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 Woody,
Woody. And for people who need people, here is the idol of American youth, Ranger Doug.
Thank you. And the old people pleaser himself, Joey the Cow Polka King. Well, we're going to start the show with a tale of a rough, tough Texas cowboy called Pecos Bill. One, two, one, two, three. Pecos Bill was quite a cowboy down in Texas, and a western superman, to say the least. He was the roughest, toughest critter never known to be a quitter, cause he never had no fear of man or beast.
So yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-yo, he's the toughest critter west of the Alamo.
Pecos roped a raging cyclone out of nowhere. He saddled it and straddled it with ease. While that cyclone bucked and flitted, Pecos rolled the smoke and lit it, and he tamed that ornery wind down to a breeze. So yippee-yi-yay,
yippee-yi-yo,
he's the toughest critter west of the Alamo. Pecos lost his way while traveling on the desert.
Water.
It was 90 miles across the burning sand. Michelob dry. He knew he'd never reach the border if he didn't get some water. So we got a stick and dug the Rio Grande. Audio-lo, audio-lo. Painted Indians did a war dance. Pecos started shooting up their little game. He gave those redskins such a shake-up that they jumped out of their makeup. That's how the Painted Desert got its name.
on a cloud high over Texas.
High over Texas.
With his gun, he made the stars evaporate. As he watched them all declining, he left one brightly shining as the emblem of the Lone Star Texas State.
So yippee-yi-yay-yi-yi-yo, as the emblem of the Lone Star Texas State.
We'll return to Riders Radio Theater, but first this melodic message from Mammoth Marketing. Here's El Philo, Larry Mammoth.
Friends, has this ever happened to you? You're with a marvelous, desirable partner. You've just enjoyed a romantic dinner. The wine is poured, the fire is lit, the polar bear rug unrolled. You get up to put a romantic album on the stereo and...
I think she's almost ready. Mantovani Love. That ought to do it. Listen to this, Bertha, my love. Doesn't it put you in a love mood?
Oh, Rollo, I'm so relaxed.
Bertha. Bertha. Bertha, my love. Oh, foo. I just wasted $35 and a great dinner, not to mention $3 for the Chablis blush. Oh, darn. Where did I go wrong?
I know exactly where Romeo went wrong. Today's new age woman doesn't get weak in the knees when she hears sappy, saccharine-filled arrangements of old love songs. She's got something else in mind when the mood turns to love. Let's back this passion play up one step and make a significant change.
I think she's almost ready. Ah, perfect. Perfume, passion, and polka. That ought to do it. Come on, Bertha, let's polka!
All right, my love!
Yes, the Wigwam Polka! Just one of 50 all-time great love songs on the great new album Perfume, Passion, and Polka by Joey the Cow Polka King. Yes, you won't miss the beat and fall asleep when you hear Strangers in the Night Polka. Your heart will melt when you hear Cherish is the Way I Polka. Yes, those rumors of the long-suppressed Masters and Johnson report on polka passion are true. And you'll know why when you hear I just called to say I love your polka. This super collection of romantic polkas is yours. Yours for only $9.99. That's $9.99. But wait, if you act before Chuck Norris does, I'll also send you absolutely free an additional album of Johnny Mathis's greatest hits, also by Joey the Cow Polka King, entitled Chances Are It's Polka. Yes, you get romantic, immortal makeout numbers like Polka Till the 12th of Never. And the all-time guaranteed knee weakener, I Get Misty Whenever We Polka. Here's how to order your own personal copies of these great romantic love songs by the Sultan of Squeeze, the Baron of the Buttons, Joey the Cow Polka King.
To order Perfume, Passion, and Polka, along with Chances Are It's Polka, have your Visa, Dating Express, or MasterCard ready and call 1-900-LOVE-SONG. That's 1-900-LOVE-SONG, and remember, it's not a toll-free call.
This steamy, sensational collection is rated PG-39.
And now back to those thrilling days of Riders Radio Theater, where it's time for the popular feature, Letters to Ranger Doug.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Texas Bix Bender, and thank you, Buckaroos and Buckarettes.
Well,
and
that got my heart going.
Thank you, Joey. Too Slim,
yes.
What's in our mailbag this week? I can't help but wonder if you've had any response to the request you sent out a few weeks ago for new trail tips.
Well, as you know, Ranger Doug, the only trail tip I've come up with in 10 years in Riders in the Sky is always drink upstream from the herd.
Right.
And
that's a good one, though.
Several weeks ago, I put out a call for more trail tips, and there's been an avalanche of Western wit and wisdom has poured through. Look at this mailbag here, Ranger Doug.
Wow.
Chock full of all the letters we've gotten.
So, Slim, do they fall into any kind of categories, say?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Ranger Doug. They seem to fall into three categories. Number one that everybody's interested in seems to be chip etiquette. There's a lot of... Our listeners are real concerned with the
chips,
Karen.
Yeah,
and chips. And then there's the beans and biscuit category. Uh-huh. And, of course, the overall Western wisdom. So what do you say?
Do we have any we could read here on the air?
I think we should, and give some T-shirts away, because if we use someone's trail tip on the air, we're going to give them a T-shirt.
Good idea.
So, Woody, you have the first one, and it's in the chip etiquette division.
Yes, I do, too, Slim. The first one here is sent in by little Mike Coppy out in San Francisco. It's it says here, when the chips are down, watch your step. So they,
not bad.
That's not bad at all. That's... Boy, this...
I guess, well, maybe... That one got such a good hand, maybe I ought to pitch in a comb, too. What do you say?
Maybe so.
Oh, I don't know about that.
What's the next? Oh, side meat. You going to read one?
Well, we got the beans and biscuit category
right
here. So I got one here. This is sent in by Ishi Mietzo in Missoula, Montana. And this one goes, being unable to milk the cook's cow is useful knowledge. Get it?
No.
Well, it
doesn't make any sense to me.
Kind of Oriental, see?
Oriental.
Yeah.
Oh, like that Confucius fella.
Right. It was Confucius to me, but now I get it. So.
Oh, my goodness. I guess now I understand. I understand better Confucius' wife, you know.
What'd she say?
She said, when are you going to shut up?
But what'd she say?
Right. Thank you so much, guys. Beautifully delivered. Slim, is there another category here?
There is, and it's for you, Ranger Doug. It's under overall Western wisdom. Take it away.
Well, let's see, okay. Charlie Foughton of Casper, Wyoming, sends in this bit of Western wisdom. Wyoming ain't for amateurs. Thanks, Charlie.
Yeah, hey, well, Charlie gets a nice shirt for that.
Yeah. Buckaroos and Buckarettes, if you've got a particular hankering to send us a trail tip or just want to write us a note, why, mail call is one of our favorite times here at the ranch. Please write us. We love to hear from you. The address is Box 277, Whites Creek, Tennessee, 37189. Well, I guess it's about time to sing again, and we've got a song we'd like to do. Get Too Slim to lead us in a song from our album, The Cowboy Way, on MCA. Terry Newkirk's tune called My Oklahoma.
Stars out in the morning and the still rustle of corn. What a good place to be. Clouds over the prairie till the wind blows them away at the still star. My Oklahoma, are you still waiting for me with your gold grain waving free? Still waiting for me
Riders Radio Theater is a production of Mammoth Radio Pictures in association with WPLN Productions. Funding for this program was provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. We appreciate their support and your support of this station. It's the Cowboy Way. And now, Riders Radio Theater presents the ongoing saga of the Cowboy Way. Tonight, episode 3 of the exciting Western melodrama, Singin' Six Gun. As faithful listeners will no doubt recall, in our last episode, Riders in the Sky, at the request of Dick Clark, set out with their entire herd on a trail drive to Hollywood. Dick needed them there to provide entertainment for a benefit at the Quality Inn. Meanwhile, the 300-pound doofus Charlie had hitched a ride with Sheriff Drywall, who was on his way to the Quality Inn with a load of T-shirts for Riders in the Sky by way of his Uncle Fudd's in San Bernardino.
Boy, look at all them stars up there. Really makes you aware of yourself and the universe, don't it?
Yeah, it does. They're so small and insignificant, and we're so big.
Sir?
And now, episode 3 of Singin' Six Guns, entitled Nicely Done. On the outskirts of San Bernardino, streetlights reveal a totally hairless, woefully tattered amnesiac wandering aimlessly around a Safeway parking lot.
Where am I? What am I? Who am I?
Suddenly, a nearby payphone rings. And on some strange impulse, the forlorn figure answers it.
Yeah?
Your name is Slocum.
Slocum? Who are you?
I'm Mr. Biggs, and this is an expensive long-distance call, so just listen and don't interrupt. As I said, your name is Slocum. You're the arch-villain on Riders Radio Theater, and you work for me. Everyone thinks you're dead, except for faithful listeners to Riders Radio Theater, and both of them know better.
Give me their names.
Relax. I think it'd be a good idea for Slocum to stay dead for a while. I'm setting you up with a new identity and sending you to a place where even a depraved viper like you would hardly be noticed. It's a place where evil abounds. It's absolutely crawling with chiselers, con men, grifters, pathological liars, cheats, swindlers, embezzlers, shysters, and every other form of moral degenerate known to man.
You're sending me to Washington?
No, Hollywood. You're a movie producer. I have a very big, very evil plan in the works, and you're a big part of it. Taped under this phone is an envelope with a letter in it which outlines your next steps. Take it and read it in the taxi on your way to Hollywood. Once you get there, to go to office number 314 in the Bagelman building on Gower Avenue. I'll be in touch.
Oh, yeah. Here's the envelope. Hello? 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 I hung up.
Suddenly, a taxi barrels out of the night and screeches to a halt in front of Slocum.
Someone call for a taxi to pick up here. You will get in now, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. What took you so long?
I am Otto. I will be your cab driver for tonight. Where to? Yeah.
Yeah, Hollywood, the Bagelman building on Gower. You know where it is?
Yeah, I know exactly. It is exactly 65.4 miles from here.
Say, you know any shortcuts?
Yeah. Otto, no many shortcuts.
I'll take all of them. I'm in a big hurry.
Yeah.
As the taxi speeds through the California night, Slocum opens and reads the letter from Mr. Biggs.
Your new identity is B.O. Bernie Brill Cream. Classy. You're a movie producer. Well, your biggest success so far was a high grocer called Topless Werewolf Bimbo Coeds on Zombie Beach. Boy, talk about a high concept. When you get to your office, you'll find everything you need, including phony IDs. I want you to immediately start putting together a production team. Blah, blah, blah. Find a director, a star, and a writer. Who they are doesn't matter. The movie you're going to make is just a front. I like that. For our very big, very evil plan.
Excuse me. What did you say?
I wasn't talking to you.
Yeah, well, who were you talking to?
Nobody. I'm just reading out loud to provide some plot exposition for the faithful listeners to Riders Radio Theater.
Yeah. Both of them.
Yeah, is it? Say, you're not one of them, are you?
Nine. Since Garrison went to Denmark, I don't listen.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Who cares, right?
Meanwhile, many miles east of the speeding taxi, Riders in the Sky drive their huge herd of cattle into the fast lane of Interstate 40.
Easy, boys, easy. Let's haul
going down to 65. We can't afford 10,000 speeding tickets.
Okay, boys, but we better hold them pretty close to 65 or we'll never make it to the show on time.
Morning finds the riders still driving their herd towards Hollywood. Meanwhile, in Tinseltown, Slocum's cab finally pulls up in front of the Begelman building after an all-night ride to cover less than 65 miles.
Oh, boy. The stretch here. Is this the place?
Yeah. $125, please.
Wait, why did it take so long? I thought you said you knew exactly how to get here.
Yeah, but as you requested, I took all the shortcuts. That took many, many, many trips. $125, please.
Yeah, well, listen, you gotta wait while I go in and get some money.
Yeah, but the meter, it continues to run.
I like you, Otto. I'll be right back.
Moments later, Slocum opens the door and enters Brill Cream Productions.
Hey, what a dump. One room, one desk, one chair. Hey, what's in this box on the desk? Ah, it's a varmint. Oh, wait a minute, it's a tube. let me try it on here. Hey, fabulous hair. Blow my hair back. What do we got in the closet here? Ah, not bad. Bright red, yellow, and turquoise. Good. 100% poly, huh? I'll just slip into these and stand in front of the mirror here. You look good, Mr. Bernie Brill Cream. Lights, camera, let's make a movie. All I need is a script, a director, and a star. Yeah, come in.
You have the money, yeah? Your bill is now $135 and mounting.
Hold your horses, Otto. Let's see. There should be some dough, some here with my new IDs. What? There's no Jack anywhere.
Yeah. Who is Jack?
Never mind. What can I do with this guy? Say, Otto, I like the way you say yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about going into the movie biz?
Yeah.
Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take you out of that heck and make you a star. No, a screenwriter. No, a director.
Yeah. A director.
Yeah, what do you think of that?
I don't know. I am not a director. I'm a cab driver.
Look, Otto, my name's Bernie Brillcream, and I'm a movie producer. You don't say no to me, and you don't tell me who can direct and who can't. I tell you, you understand?
Yeah, B.O.
That's better. You just yeah everything I say, and we'll get along just fine.
Yeah, B.O.
Now go turn your cab in. Meet me back here tomorrow morning around 10 o'clock.
Yeah, B.O. But what about the fare for last night?
Otto, you idiot. I'm going to make you a big-time Hollywood director. Don't you know what that means?
Yeah. It means I get 9 money.
Why are you still here?
Yeah, I'm not. Goodbye. Yeah.
Well, I think I'll cruise over to the Polo Lounge and have myself a little power wine spritzer. Tomorrow I'll find a writer and a star, and I wonder what kind of movie I ought to make. Maybe a remake of Rain Man. I wonder if I can get Pee-wee in earnest. But who would play who?
Who indeed. Our hard-working cowboys continue their relentless drive down I-40.
We're making good time now, boys.
Yeah. Looks like we're going to make the show on time.
Hey, what's that noise? Bunch.
It's the Highway Patrol.
Oh, no. Is this the end of Riders in the Sky?
Is this the end of Riders in the Sky? Will 10,000 speeding tickets bring bankruptcy for America's favorite cowboys? Is there a silver screen in their future? Tune in next week when we'll hear High Sheriff Drywall say...
Well, I reckon we ought to be just about in San Bernardino about now.
And Charlie say...
Yeah? I didn't know you had to pass through customs to get to San Bernardino.
And Drywall say...
Sir?
And what about Slocum?
Slocum's dead. Say hello to B.O. Bernie Brill Cream.
It palpitates, it excites. It's the next thrill-packed episode of the exciting Western melodrama Singin' Six Guns entitled A Little Dabble Do Ya. Coming soon to this theater of the mind. And now, here again are Riders in the Sky and Joey the Cowpoke King.
Thank you, Texas Vix. I think if we move this trail drive right along, we can do a classic of the West. And we'd like to dedicate our classic of the West this week to little Mikey Miskulin, who listens to Riders Radio Theater every week over our flagship station, WPLN, in Nashville, Tennessee. This week's classic of the West is the romantic Mexicali Rose.
Mexicali
sick Callie Rose, stop crying. I'll come back to you some sunny day. Every night you know that I'll be pining. Every hour or year while I'm away. Dry those big brown eyes and smile, dear. Banish all those tears and please don't sigh. Kiss me once again and hold me. Mexicali Rose, goodbye. Tus hermosos ojos, deja de suspirar. Bésame otra vez y estrechame, Mexicali Rosa, adiós.
Thank you, Saddle Pals. Speaking for Toots Them. Speaking for Woody Paul, Joey the Cow Polka King, Ranger Doug, saying from all of us to all of you,
so long, Saddle Pals.
For more information on Riders in the Sky, the fabulous Toots Them Mercantile, or the Riders in the Sky International Fan Club, write to Riders Radio Theater, Post Office Box 277, Whites Creek, Tennessee, 37189. This program is being taped live at the Tennessee Performing Arts Center in Nashville, Tennessee. Riders Radio Theater was conceived, written, produced, and directed by Riders in the Sky, along with yours truly, Texas Bix Bender. For WPLN, the executive producer is Blazing Brenda Loftus. The producer is Jumpin' Judy Lipp. Our recording engineers are Cactus Carl Peterson and Tombstone Tom Knox. Our sound effects engineer is Big Zeno Clinker. Thank you, Zeno. This is Texas Bix Bender saying so long, Saddle Pals.